Thank you, sir. Okay, good evening. This is the Pacifica National Board open regular meeting. This is Nancy Sorden, the chair of the PNB. I'm calling this meeting to order just to let folks know we are recording this. There was a problem with the stream on KPFTX.org, but we are now streaming from the Pacifica.org site, and I've asked Otis to put a notice on our main page that you can hear the meeting live there. Okay, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Okay, Grace Aaron, KPFK.
Here.
Present. Jonathan Alexander, KPFK. Jonathan?
Yes, for an excuse option.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Forgot. Adriana Casnave, KPFT.
Present.
Present. Chris Corey, KPFA.
Here.
Present. Bill Crozier, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Joseph Davis, KPFT.
Here in Houston.
Present. Catherine Davis, WBAI.
I'm here.
Present. Benito Diaz, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Jan Goodman, KPFK.
Here.
Present. William Heerwagen, WBAI.
Present.
Present. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA. Sabrina? Can't hear you. Dwayne Lahr, KPFT. Dwayne? Can't hear you. Ken Laufer, WBAI.
Here.
Present. Tony Leon, WPFW.
Yes, what an excuse happened.
Okay, Efia Nwangaza, WMXP affiliate.
Present.
Present. Alex Randall, WUVI affiliate.
I'm here.
Present. Mansour Sabah, asked for an excused absence. Nancy Sorden, WPFW.
Here.
Present. Alex Steinberg, WBAI, asked for an excused absence. Carol Travis, KPFA.
Here.
Present. Tom Voorhees, KPFA.
Here.
Present. Nuskula Washington, WPFW.
Here.
Present. One moment. Going back. Sabrina Jacobs. Don't hear you. Dwayne Lark. Don't hear you. Okay, one moment. We have 16 present, and Tom Livingston, are you on the call?
I am here. Yes, I am.
And thank you. And John Tatum, parliamentarian, are you on the call?
I am here.
Present. Okay. There.
Okay, we have quorum, right?
Yes, we have quorum.
Thank you. Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. The secretary mentioned the excused absences tonight when she was doing the roll call. Thank you very much. Is there a motion to excuse the absences of those that have asked for an excused absence? Thank you. Go ahead, Janet.
Oh, I just, I don't recall seeing a request from Jonathan Alexander and Tony Leon.
Oh, I saw one from Jonathan just a few minutes ago. Let me double check if it was to all of us. One second.
It was to all of us.
For Tony Leone.
Yes. Jonathan Alexander.
Me to excuse Tony Leone, Mansoor Sabah, and Jonathan Alexander, the three of them, asked for an excuse absence. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any objections? We had a second, right? Did you get the second, Janet?
No.
Quick question. Madam Chair, Benito, question.
Go ahead, Benito.
Let me see. Someone, I think Adriana or somebody, a minute said that they were excused or request for excusal from Jonathan, Tony, and Mansoor. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So something from Alex, I think, but I'm not sure if it was sent to everyone.
Sarah, this is Janet.
Alex Steinberg sent an excused absence. So we have, go ahead, Janet.
Oh, right. Alex, that's what I was going to say too. He sent it at 6:04 p.m. Eastern Time today. And I see the one from Jonathan Alexander, but the one from Tony Leone, I'm not sure if that was sent to the whole board.
I moved to
that one. Yeah.
Alex Steinberg.
Tony Leone sent his excused absence in response to the draft agenda, and it was to all of us.
Yes, that's why I said Tony Leone, Alex Steinberg, Mansoor Sabah, and Jonathan Alexander.
Right.
We saw the email from the four of them.
Thank you.
Yes.
Madam President, this is the parliamentarian.
Yes, John.
May I speak?
Yes, please do.
I would like to remind board members that they should be recognized before they start talking or saying anything. They have to be recognized first. Just like I did. I asked for recognition, and then I say, after I get recognition, then I say whatever it is I would like to say.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Chair, this is Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
So I didn't get a second. I don't know who seconded
it. Second for the
Jan Goodman second.
Thank you.
Jan Goodman second.
Okay. Are there any objections? Hearing no objections.
William, request for information.
Yes, William.
Yeah, I was late in starting my attendance list. I wonder if the first few names, I might have missed some people. I only have 15, I think, or I missed one person.
What do you mean?
My own list of attendance. Could the secretary repeat who's here till I find out who I'm missing?
Madam Secretary, would you please repeat who's present?
Okay. Grace Aaron, Adriana, Chris, Bill, Joseph,
okay,
Catherine.
Thank you. I found the name I was missing. Thanks.
Thank you.
William speaking. Sorry.
Madam Chair, Dwayne Lark. Madam Chair, Dwayne Lark requests to speak.
Chair, are you on mute?
No, I'm here. I'm sorry. What was the question? Sorry. Go ahead.
Dwayne Lark requests to be marked a present.
Okay. Carol Travis wishes to speak.
Dwayne Lark wishes to be acknowledged.
Okay.
Chair, this is
Carol. Secretary. Carol, go ahead. Wait 1 second.
Secretary, I'm marking Dwayne Lark present.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Carol?
Mansoor's here. I do apologize. We are held at the Gestapo Center, so we'll be here for a while. I can listen.
Madam Chair?
Hey, Dan.
Sabrina just sent a, let's see, at 549. Sabrina sent at 549 a request for an excused absence today. She sent it to the whole board. So
okay,
I'd like to move that we excuse Sabrina Jacobs for tonight's meeting. Thank you.
All right. Is there a second?
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Catherine,
second. I second that. Mansoor seconds that.
Okay. Okay. Yes, what's your point of information, Adriana?
Madam Chair, can we the rule apply evenly? Because I asked for the floor in the meantime that Carol Travis started speaking. And, you know, if we need to be recognized before getting the floor, should be applied to everybody.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, now.
I was asking the floor because I saw the email and I was reminded that I wait to be recognized to speak. But I asked the chair to be fair and apply to everybody.
Okay. All right, thank you. Again, like when people speak at the same time, I can only hear, you know, I can't hear who is speaking if everyone speaks at the same time.
Chair, this is Janet.
Yes, Janet.
Okay, so this is a second.
This is a second motion.
Approval.
Yeah.
Okay, but
yeah.
Mansoor Sabah is no longer absent, so.
So, well, that's all right.
Be included still?
The first one?
Yes.
No, he doesn't need to be. You can leave him off.
Well, can the second one include that?
How about if you just say that Mansoor Sabah arrived after the motion was passed? Put that in the minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so we're voting on the second motion for an excused absence that was proposed by Carol Travis and seconded by Catherine Davis, who I heard first. And are there any objections to this, to excusing the absence of
Sabrina Jacobs?
Give me a second there. Okay. Okay, hearing no objections. Sabrina's absence is excused. All right. So, okay, so now we need timekeepers. Could I have some volunteers for timekeepers tonight? Other than our other one, so we can spread this lovely job out to other people, please. Benito, could you time the speakers?
No, I don't have the technology.
You don't have a watch?
Auntie, I don't have a watch that can do the job.
I have to get you one. Okay.
What?
I have to get him one. I have to get you all a watch or a timer or a little beeper. We'll have to get everybody a timer so we can take turns.
Whatever you'd like.
So, all right. Carol, could you do the speakers then and give 30-second warning and 10-second warning?
Okay, first 90-second total, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
And let's see here. Dwayne, could you like time the items? Would you be willing to do that tonight?
No, I'm multitasking. I can't do that.
William, how about you?
Similar excuse, sorry.
Tom Voorhees?
Yeah, same excuse here.
Chris Corey?
I hate to repeat what the last three speakers said.
Joseph Davis?
I'm here.
Alex Randall?
Here. You're scraping the bottom of the barrel here.
Huh? So you're
Janet,
willing.
This is Janet.
Yes, Janet.
No, I also don't have any kind of time.
Okay.
I can try doing it.
Please don't speak at the same time here. Okay. All right, Janet, what was that now?
I can try doing it.
You can do the items then. Okay, thank you. Okay, so the first item is the approval of the agenda. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion to approve agenda, Mansoor.
Is there a second?
Catherine will second.
Thank you.
Carol Travis to be on the stack.
For the stack.
Okay.
Bill for the stack.
Okay. Okay, Carol.
I would like to move item to be, on what would go a new item, a new motion would go on. Item number 8, is that right? Is that where it would go? It's a motion to have a, and I sent the language of it 3 hours ago, and I don't have it in front of me right now, but it's to have a committee of the whole meeting of the PNB in open session next Thursday night to have a discussion about structure and possible bylaw amendments. And I think Alex Randall already seconded it online.
Okay, I don't think you can second it online, but is there a second to add this item to the agenda as number 8?
Randall second.
Okay, thank you, Randall. Is there any discussion?
May I say something?
Yes. Okay. I'll take 2-4, 2 against. Okay, go ahead, Carol.
I just wanted to say it should go after the motion that Bill is going to make because it's it has to do with the timeline and if we pass that motion. So it should go after that. I just want to say that.
Okay. Adriana?
Yes, I disagree with these last-minute things that we add into the agenda. And obviously, we have the bylaws, the actual bylaws that we are breaking every time. I don't want to do it again. We have a process that is very clear, that is detailed in the bylaws, and we cannot do it in a different way. Okay? Last month was in the agenda, and people complained, and we took it off the agenda. Now we are trying to rush again to do something. I disagree. I'm totally against going against it. You have the majority, but no to change the bylaws.
Okay, so you are voting to, you're against having this on the agenda. Okay. So, okay, thank you. Anybody else for or against?
This is Catherine. I'd like to speak for.
Okay, go ahead, Catherine.
I don't recall objecting if it was on the agenda before, at least not personally.
You did.
And,
You did.
I don't recall. and I see no harm in having a discussion no matter what we do. So I'm for having an open discussion.
Okay. So, anybody else against?
It's Bill.
Benito is speaking.
Go ahead, Benito.
Okay, Madam Chair, maybe people seem to have forgotten, but we have hocked all or almost all of the foundation's assets in the last few months. We have less than 3 years to put that money, put the money together to pay that stuff back, or else lose the foundation. And the Strategic Planning Committee, for whatever reasons, has not produced, nor has the IED produced any kind of plan for the foundation to become whole. It seems to me that we ought to be dedicating all of our time and efforts to figuring out ways to pay back those loans so that the foundation can become solvent again. And instead of, you know, all this time dedicated and wasting time, in my view, to some bylaw amendments that take a whole lot of time and effort, when that's not going to say break the foundation. That's it. I would also add myself to Adriana's comments a minute ago.
10 seconds.
With the regard to the last meeting where, you know, we voted not to include this issue on the agenda. That's it.
Bill, I asked to be on the stack.
Nancy, are you on mute?
I said 2-4, 2 against, and we already had 2-4, 2 against, so we're going to go to a vote now. Go ahead, Madam Secretary, take the vote, please, on adding this item to the agenda.
Okay, Aaron, and that would be adding it as HC.
It's really dependent on whether or not Crozier's gets on, too.
Well, at this point.
Well, we'll address that when we get to bills. Okay. Bills, we can adjust it when we get
to
bills.
For now, it would be HC, right? I mean, what other position on the agenda?
Well, it's new business, so it would be 8, and then 8 would now be number 9.
No. Oh, new business. That's right. You're right. So it would be under 9.
No.
It would become 9, new business. The first item on new business.
No. She intended for it to be instead of number 8, and that would bump number 8 to number 9. That's what her intention was.
Number 8 is unfinished business.
Right, so that unfinished business would become number 9, and this would be number 8.
8 would be new business, and unfinished business would come.
No, 8 would be this item, to have an item on, you know, just on the bylaws, okay.
Which would be new business. And could you ask the parliamentarian about this?
May I speak? This is Carol.
1 second, Carol. John, the secretary has a question about where this item should go on the agenda.
I would like
Carol wants to add it as number 8 and then
no.
Number 8 to number 9. No?
No, I wanted it to go where it should go, wherever that is. That's what I had said. And
oh,
I thought
okay.
It went
okay.
C, but I guess it's 9. I'm sorry for the confusion. My fault.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I was going to make 2 points. The first point
John, it's very difficult to hear you at this time.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
No.
Okay, let me see what's going on with my phone. I just wanted to say that...
let me try to turn you up on Maestro a little bit, okay?
Okay, okay. Tell me when you can hear me.
Go ahead, try.
All right, is that better?
That's better, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I turned you up on Maestro.
Okay. The two points that I wanted to make, number one, is that generally unfinished business comes before new business, and you don't have new business on the agenda, and you could add number 9, new business, and put that item under new business. That was the first point. The second point is that what is being asked here is to schedule a meeting, a committee of the whole meeting for next Thursday, which really falls under a different category. It falls under the category of giving notice of a meeting, and the PNB has a procedure in the bylaws when someone or someones want to call a meeting. And so I'm giving you this choice now of either adding it to this or doing the notice the usual way that notice of meetings are made. Thank you very much.
May I speak? It's Carol.
Yes, Carol, go ahead.
I'm perfectly happy. There are three directors who are willing to put this on the agenda, so why don't we skip the vote and skip it as a discussion, and we'll post it through Otis. How's that?
You have to do it by tonight, by midnight.
Yeah, right, we're going to do it right now. Thanks.
Chair, this is Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
So two things. One is there was a motion that was seconded about this, so the body would need to determine whether this motion should be withdrawn. And the second is there's about 20 seconds left to this agenda item.
I withdraw it.
And John, can she withdraw it?
She could withdraw it if it were not seconded, but this has been seconded. Only the board can withdraw it. The quick way to do this is to vote the motion down.
Okay.
It's going to be one vote either way. Vote to withdraw or vote the motion down. One vote.
Can I do a reverse hearing no objection?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Okay.
Madam Chair, Benito.
Yes, Benito.
I didn't understand what you said.
All right, so the board needs to vote to withdraw this motion. The board... I need a motion from a member to withdraw this item from the agenda, to withdraw this motion to add an item to the agenda.
Mansoor's put a motion forward to withdraw the motion from this agenda.
Okay. Second.
Chris Corey, seconds.
Okay, are there any objections? Okay, hearing no objections, this motion is withdrawn. This motion to add the item that Carol had is withdrawn. Okay.
Chair?
Yes.
Janet, time is up for this.
Okay, we need to go to a vote on the agenda or extend time.
Bill, I already sent in a motion, and I move to extend time so that we can vote on my amendment to add another item to the agenda.
Second.
Asked to do a long time ago.
A couple of people that wanted to add items, could the motion be for 10 minutes? To extend for 10 minutes?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Extend the item for 10 minutes. Any objections?
Benito.
Okay, we got to go to a vote. Madam Secretary, please call the roll on this extension of this item.
Okay, please, who seconded this?
I think I did.
Yeah,
all
somebody
right.
I'll put
it down. All right. Okay. Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Katznave.
Yes.
Couldn't hear you. Repeat, please.
Maybe it's a problem with my the volume of it again in my maestro. I say yes. Nobody
yes.
can hear.
Corey.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Davis. Joseph.
No. Yes.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry. My bad. Joseph Davis.
I vote no.
No. Catherine Davis.
Yes.
Yes. Diaz.
No.
No. Goodman. Dan Goodman, can't hear you. Heerwagen.
Goodman, yes.
Goodman, yes. Heerwagen.
No.
No. Lark.
Lark, no.
No. Loffer.
Yes.
Yes. Nguyen Gaza. Sophia?
Yes.
Yes. Randall?
Yes.
Yes. Sabah?
Yes.
Yes. Travis?
Yes.
Yes. Voorhees?
Yes.
Yes. Washington?
No.
No, one moment. I have 12 yes, 5 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Abstains.
Abstains. 12 yes, 5 no, 0 abstentions.
Okay, we are extended for 10 minutes. Adriana, you were next. Go ahead. You have an amendment to the motion, to the agenda?
Yes,
I thought I was next. Spill.
No, you
were not. No, Adriana was before you. That's how I heard it.
Okay. Tell me when is my time, Madam Chair.
It's your turn right now. Go ahead.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I want to I think that we saw something really in our audit committee, the last audit committee. We discovered a really big problem that this foundation supposedly is being called is broken the chain of custody. It means that in this case, the recordings of the foundation, of the meetings of the foundation, are supposed to be exactly what's happening in the meeting, and we discovered that it's not what is posted in our foundation. We were told that even some of those recordings are being cleaned, and I'm in quoting the word clean. And this is absolutely a violation. And like I said, it's a break of the chain of custody.
Could you, before you continue, could you please state what it is you want added to the agenda? Wait, please don't talk when I'm talking. Okay. Could you please state what item you want added to the agenda or deleted?
I want to add to the agenda. This is a procedure and it's important. And I want to add to the agenda the issue of the chain of custody of our recordings that are documents of this foundation, and I want that being on the agenda. This is a serious issue because the AG is listening to our recordings.
Okay? That's why, Madam Chair, I want
okay,
that
thank
to
you.
To the agenda.
Okay. Okay. All right, so I'll
Chair,
take
this is Janet. This is Janet.
Go ahead, Janet. Go ahead, Janet.
Would Adriana please email that?
Yes, I will.
This is great.
Okay, so Adriana asked that we have, there's a motion to add an item on the agenda on the chain of custody of our recordings. So I will take 2-4 and 2-against on this adding this item to the agenda.
Walter,
if I can get a second.
This is great.
Okay. Thank you. Grace, somebody please mute your phones. I hear wind and blowing. If you're not speaking, please mute your phone. I heard Grace. Grace, did you want to be on the stack for or against?
Against.
Okay. Anybody else for or against?
Anito.
Is that four?
Four.
Okay, anybody else again? Okay, go ahead, Grace.
Okay, I am on the audit committee, and I do not recall what Adriana is talking about. Before we put this on the agenda to discuss it, I would like to get from her exactly what the situation is in writing with supporting documentation. I don't want to discuss this with just Adriana's say-so because, to be perfectly honest, I don't recall this being brought up in the audit committee. I don't recall it being discussed, and I don't recall it being considered a serious issue. I may have missed something in that meeting, but I don't think I missed this big a thing. I believe Carol Travis is also on that committee, and she can be asked for her opinion as well.
Okay, Benita, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not on the audit committee, and so I have no personal knowledge of any of this, but I second the motion because this is not the first time that I hear of such things occurring. And I think it's high time that we investigate what goes on with these recordings. And I don't care whether it's this committee or that committee or the PMB, because I've heard the same thing about PMB meetings before as well. So I just think the whole issue needs to be investigated. That's it.
Madam Chair, you let me know when it's my time to explain my...
Go ahead right now. You can go right now. Go ahead right now.
Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
Point is, yes, we discovered at the end of the audit committee meeting, the person that was streaming the call, because we have a problem that at some point in time the stream was lost, and some of the members complained that was at the moment that I asked some questions, and that was lost from the recording. Then we asked the person that streamed, and he said, well, we post there whatever, when we are on the stream, the person that is streaming is the one that made the recording. And we said, well, that doesn't make any sense, because in the case like that the meeting keep going, even if we lost the stream, doesn't make sense that we lose that part that is part of the meeting, and it's a document. Then we realized then that the recording, we know that Look Up Before, Maestro Now, automatically they are recording all the meetings. That's why we realized then, we heard before that somebody was saying, oh, we need to clean the recordings. That was what happened. Well, that's why we realized it. And I think that is very important because the document, what the audio of our meetings are supposed to be exactly what happened in the meetings, not what somebody believed that should go there or not. Okay? And I send my motion And that is a very important issue, because every time that we have a problem or a lawsuit or the AG request of something, they listen to our meetings. They listen to the recording. And then if the recording is not what really happened in the meetings, that is really a perversion. It's a document that lost that chain of custody that we are supposed legally to have.
45 seconds over.
Okay, thank you, Adriana. Okay, is there anyone else against? Okay, is there anyone else for? That was Adriana's motivation. Is there anyone else for?
Is this supposed to be for?
Okay, go ahead, Joseph.
I do think it's important because I have literally seen people in front of my eyes at KPFT, board members who tried to falsify records and change things, some of whom are seated on the PNB presently. So this is clearly a real problem that needs to be addressed. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so now we're going to vote on adding this item to the agenda. Madam Secretary, would you please take the vote?
Yes, and would Mr. Laufer please mute?
Oh, I'm very sorry. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
All right. But unmute when I call your name. Okay. Aaron?
No.
No. Kathnave?
Yes.
Yes. Corey?
Pass.
Pass. Crozier?
No.
No. Joseph Davis?
Yes.
Yes. Catherine Davis?
Abstain.
Abstain. Diaz?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman?
Not at this time, but later, yes. Yeah.
So, what is your vote? Yes, vote. No, abstain?
No.
No.
But I'd like to hear
Heerwagen. Sorry, and only one word, and that's it. Okay, Heerwagen.
Yes.
Yes. Lark?
Of course. Yes.
Yes. Laufer, you can unmute.
I'd say pass.
Pass. Nwangaza? Ifia? Can't hear you. Randall?
No.
No. Sabah?
No.
No. Travis?
No.
No. Voorhees?
No.
No. Washington?
Yes.
Yes. One moment. Chris Corey, you passed?
No.
No. And Ken, you passed? Ken Laufer?
No.
No. And Ifia Nwangaza? Still don't hear you. Okay, one moment. I have six.
I'm going to turn up Effia's volume, see if you can try one more time. Ask Effia one more time now.
Okay, Effia, how do you vote on this? Don't hear her.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so I have six yes, nine no, one abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes.
Yes, that's seven yes, nine no, one abstention. Chair.
Thank you. So the motion to add the chain of custody regarding our recordings
to the agenda fails. All right.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry, but we passed 2 minutes, the extension that we already voted on.
Excuse me, Adriana, Chair, are you the timekeeper on this item?
Chair, this is Janet. Who
yes,
is the
Janet.
Timekeeper? So I stopped the clock when I took the vote, which is what the parliamentarian had explained.
Okay, thank you. So how much time do we have left?
A minute and a little more than a minute and a half.
Okay. All right, Bill, go ahead. You have the floor. Do you want to add an amendment? Do we lose Bill?
Bill?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was muted. It's enough time. I sent a motion about 3 o'clock Central Time today to add a motion for a 2018 bylaws amendment timeline. Something like that was submitted about a month ago on the assumption that we had to get a new bylaw to deal with the pensions, but we didn't need one then, and now we've had a month to think about that, about the bylaws amendment. So I propose that motion that I emailed. Do you want me to read it?
Yes.
The Pacifica National Board hereby notices the beginning of a bylaws amendment process.
Wait.
Consistent with...
One second. Before you read that, I just would like to say that if people did not see the exchange on the email, I argued to keep that motion on the agenda last time because I knew we would need time to work on bylaws. We didn't have any bylaws then, but it would at least give us a month to work on them, and you voted it down. I argued for that even though we didn't need a motion for the pension plan committee, the administration committee, and I explained that even though we didn't need it for that, it would be good to have at least a month to work on bylaws, and you voted it down then. And so now you come at, like, the last minute, and you want to add this to the agenda. I just want to point that out before you read this, because the timeline is virtually the same as what I had proposed a month ago and would have given people a month to work on bylaws. Go ahead.
Janet. Time.
I'm not sure we're supposed to debate it now, but...
The 10-minute extension is up.
Okay. Go ahead and read your motion.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you,
the Pacifica National Board hereby notices the beginning of a bylaws amendment process consistent with Article 17, Section 1 of the bylaws as of this date, September 6, 2018. For the 2018 bylaws amendment process, all properly noticed bylaws amendments will be submitted to the Pacifica National Board Secretary at secretary@pacifica.org and optionally to the PNB as well, and shall be held until September 15th, the submission close date, and shall be posted publicly on pacifica.org by September 17th, the notice date, which is 45 days before the earliest of the voting dates of the board and of the delegates.
Wait, Bill, sorry, I'm going to interrupt you 1 second. Okay, so I think you don't need to read it now. You can read it if it gets on the agenda. Okay.
Thank you.
So.
Okay.
I move
that be added to the motion.
We add an item on the bylaw timeline.
That's the first item of number 8. Yes.
Catherine seconds. Chair.
Not really old business because it never got on the agenda before.
Right. But it's somewhat timely and urgent
now.
Well, it was timely back then, too.
I'd be glad to debate you with it, but...
There
were no bylaw amendments back then, and there's none now. So what's the point now?
Well, we've had a month to work on bylaws amendments. I think there probably are some. The motion proposed last month had errors in it. They were inconsistent with the bylaws. This one is cleaned up.
Point of information.
Okay, go ahead. We're going to vote on this now. Go ahead. Janet. Yeah, what's your point of information, Catherine?
I wasn't sure if I had needed to second it. I had seconded it, but I wasn't sure if anyone heard me or if it was necessary.
Oh. Okay, thank you, Catherine. Catherine seconded adding this item to the agenda. Madam Secretary, go ahead and take the vote.
Chair, I'm not clear where it would be added. I assume it would be new business.
It would be number, it would be, all right, it would be.
Well, my motion was to put it after the committee reports as the new number 8, or the first thing in number 8.
The floor.
Okay, all right, so it would be added, like, after number 7.
Yes, thank you.
As new business?
Yeah, it's new business.
So again, could you ask the parliamentarian, does new business come before old unfinished business?
John, does new business come before or after unfinished business?
After.
Okay.
Madam Secretary, this bill, everything on the agenda before this is new business, and it's earlier. My motion was to add it a specific place in the agenda, so...
No, all this stuff on the agenda is old business.
Only the pension plan trustees. All the other stuff's new.
No. We've talked about the election schedule before.
Okay, well, I made a motion to add it to a specific place. Is that not allowed?
Pardon me?
I made a motion to add it a specific place on the agenda. Is that not allowed?
It's all right, well, John, it's new business, but Bill wants it to come before unfinished business.
Okay, so that's allowed as long as the person, as long as it's seconded to go in the place where Bill wants it, that's allowable.
All right, it's just a formality where we put them on the agenda, but you can vote to have it anywhere you want. So you want it as number 8. Okay, and Catherine seconded it. So, Madam Secretary, please take the vote.
And just for the record, I will somehow come up with a numbering system instead of changing the... Well, you have 8 as unfinished business, and then you have 5 as adjourned to close session. So I'm going to... make this item 8, and then assuming this passes, and then unfinished business would be item 9, and then the adjourn would be item 10. Okay,
so I have to make a correction. That was just supposed to be adjourn, and I forgot to remove closed session. Obviously, I made it for time certain midnight. I didn't expect we'd have a closed session tonight, so... So if you could please change that agenda item number. It should be number, it should have been number 9. Right, that was my mistake when I sent out the agenda.
So I will, this would be item number, this motion to amend agenda would become item number 8.
Yes, and then unfinished business would become number 9. And it should, and then adjourn should be number 10.
Okay.
Madam Chair, piece of information.
1 second, the secretary is still speaking. Go ahead, Janet.
Well, I was about to start calling the roll.
Okay. What do you want, Adriana? Was that a point of?
It's a point of information because I see the agenda.
What's your question?
Yes, my question is, point number 5 says time certain and is so important at 10 p.m. It means that it's 20-something minutes from now, and we didn't have the report from the executive director that is 30 minutes and the 15 minutes there. We need to change, obviously, those times.
I gotcha. So what we will do is after we do item 5, then we will go back to where we were on the agenda and do the IED report after that, if we don't get to it before that, okay?
Chair, should I start the roll?
Yes.
Okay, Aaron.
So we're voting on adding the bill item to the agenda. That's number 8.
And I hear some background
yes.
noise echoes with people mute. Okay. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Kath Nave.
No.
No. Corey.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Joseph Davis. No. Catherine Davis.
Yes.
Yes. Diaz.
No.
Repeat.
No.
No. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Heerwagon.
No.
No. Lark.
No.
No. Locker.
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza. Still don't hear you.
No.
Sorry. Nwangaza?
No.
No. Randall.
Yes.
Yes. Sabah.
Yes.
Yes. Travis.
Yes.
Yes. Voorhees.
Yes.
Yes. Washington.
No.
No. One moment. I have 10 yes, 7 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote? Nancy?
Chair abstains. No. Chair abstains.
Abstain. Okay, so 10 yes, 7 no, 1 abstention.
Thank you. This item will go on the agenda. So now, do I have...
William, request for information.
Yes, William. What's your request for information? What's your question?
You mentioned something earlier about some confusion over adjourn. I just want to make sure there is no closed session, right? It says on
right.
adjourn.
Yes, that was my error. It should
no
say
Thank
it
you.
Should just say adjourn. Uh-huh.
Carol for the stack.
What's your
Chair,
what do you
this is Janet.
We actually 1 second Carol, what is it that you want
to accept the agenda with the amendment as amended?
I was just getting to that. Go ahead, Janet.
Well, I was just going to say time is up.
Same thing. Okay.
Agenda as amended. Okay.
That's right. I got it. I was just about to do this. All right. So, are there any objections to the agenda as amended and corrected?
Do we need a second?
No, it's already been seconded in the beginning.
Oh, okay.
Madam Chair, I want you to put me, Eliana Kasnave, as a no.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Madam Secretary. We're going to vote. Thank you. Go ahead, Madam Secretary, vote on adopting the agenda. Approving the agenda as amended and corrected.
And corrected. Okay, Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, Nave.
No.
No. Corey.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Joseph Davis.
No.
No. Catherine Davis.
Yes.
Yes. Diaz.
No.
No. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Heerwagon.
No.
No. Lark. Duane? Can't hear you. Loffer.
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza. Sophia? Can't hear you. Randall?
Yes.
Yes. Sabah?
Yes.
Yes. Travis?
Yes.
Yes. Voorhees?
Yes.
Yes. Washington?
No.
No. One moment. Dwayne? Didn't hear you. Still don't hear you. And Afia? Didn't hear you. Still didn't hear you. Still don't hear you. All right. One moment. I have 10 yes, 5 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair abstains.
Abstain. 10 yes, 5 no, 1 abstention.
Okay, thank you. This amendment is approved. First item on the agenda is the minutes approval. Are there any corrections to the minutes that were the August 30th, 2018 minutes that were sent yesterday at 5:10 a.m. Eastern Time? Any corrections?
Madam Chair, Ileana Casney.
Yes. Adriana. Have a correction?
I sent to the board the we talk about our benefactor Aris Anandas, and I sent the declaration to the board. And I want that declaration, I have a little correction there. I want that declaration put in the minutes and be read tonight. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, this is Janet.
Yes, Janet.
So that does not apply to the August 30th minutes. It would apply to the minutes of tonight's meeting.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, so this will be for tonight's minutes, not August 30th.
Yes.
Okay. So you have any other, there's no, so the there's, so as I understand, there, you don't have a correction to the August 30th minutes.
No.
Okay. Okay. Are there any other, is there any corrections to the August 30th minutes? Draft minutes. Okay, hearing no corrections, the minutes for August 30th, 2018 open session are approved. Okay, Adriana, would you like to read your, I didn't have a place for announcements on the agenda, but would you like to read that now?
I think that will be better. The secretary can read it for me. She has a better voice and will be better on the stream if she reads it. She has.
Okay.
She has. Thank you.
Madam Secretary, could you read Adriana's, one second, please. Let's see. And there was some input from Grace had input. And
was I'm sorry, Madam.
Okay.
Was a typo or the grammatical correction? One from Janet and two instead of dead was death from from Grace. Thank you.
Okay.
But the declaration of the board is not
okay. Mine. Great. Okay. All right. So you accept those changes. So. Janet, could you please read the corrected version? That was the last one, was from you.
Okay. The National Board of Directors of the Pacifica Foundation deeply regrets the death of Aris Anagnos, a friend and generous donor. Aris Anagnos passed away peacefully at his home in Los Angeles on July 23, 2018. Born in Athens, Greece, in 1923, Aris dedicated his life to fighting for peace and justice and for humanitarian causes globally. Aris and his late wife, Carolyn were very active in peace and human rights movements in Nicaragua, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Mexico, including brokering peace proposals in El Salvador and Nicaragua. For this work, Aris was awarded the Comandante Enrique Schmidt Medal, the highest Sandinista award for non-Nicaraguans, and the Ruben Dario Award, the highest decoration of the Nicaraguan Republic from President Daniel Ortega. Aris and Carolyn established the Peace Center in Los Angeles, which houses several peace and human rights organizations rent-free. And in 2008, Aris formally donated the building for this use by establishing it as a nonprofit foundation. In 2014, Aris Anagnos came to the rescue of the Pacifica Foundation with a loan of $156,000 with 0% interest. In June 2015, he converted the loan into a gift.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So next on our agenda is the IED CFO report. And so we'll have time to do this. I think we have to do this afterwards because we have to vote on the appointment of the pension plan trustees and administrative committee and approval of the charter of the administrative committee at 10 p.m. So I would like to give the time for any questions on item number 5. If there are any questions about the resolution, which is attached to the agenda. It's called the Resolutions of the Pacifica National Board Establishment of Administrative Committee and Appointment of Trustees. And that was on last week's agenda. And so this is what we're voting on tonight.
Madam Chair?
Who's asking? What?
Hello? Adriana?
Yes. What would you like the floor for?
I asked for you to read that resolution, or the secretary, whoever, for the stream, for people knowing what is voting.
Okay, good. Thank you.
And then I need to ask some questions too. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. The Pacifica Foundation established and maintains the Pacifica Foundation Retirement Plan and the Pacifica Foundation 403B Retirement Plan, collectively the plans, for the purpose of providing retirement benefits to its employees. The plans are governed by the Employee Retirement Income Security Act of 1974, amended, in parentheses, ERISA, and the Internal Revenue Code of 1986, as amended, in parentheses, the code. Under the terms of the plans, Pacifica is the plan sponsor, administrator, and named fiduciary, as such terms are defined in ERISA. Pacifica has deemed it desirable to formally establish a committee of senior management and other select personnel for the purpose of delegating some of Pacifica's fiduciary obligations with respect to the plans. Such committee is known as the Pacifica Foundation Retirement Plans Administrative Committee, in parentheses, the Administrative Committee. The activities of the Administrative Committee will, one, serve as a formal process for satisfying certain specified fiduciary obligations, and two, provide a record of fiduciary decisions and other actions taken with respect to the plans. The Administrative Committee will be responsible for detailed decisions concerning investment policy and review for the plans. The purpose of the following resolution is to A, approve the Administrative Committee charter, B, appoint members of the Administrative Committee and delegate to them certain specified fiduciary obligations of Pacifica under the plan, and C, provides for the and C, provide for indemnification of individuals who serve as members of the administrative committee and fiduciaries under the plan, and D, appoint trustees for the plan. The first purpose, A, adoption. Adoption of the Administrative Committee Charter. Whereas on July 12, 2018, the Pacifica National Board, established the Administrative Committee for the purpose of delegating certain specified fiduciary obligations to clearly delineate those obligations with respect to the plans. Now, therefore, be it resolved that, effective immediately, the Administrative Committee Charter is hereby approved and adopted in substantially the form attached hereto as Exhibit A. B, appointment and removal of Administrative Committee members and delegation of authority. Whereas the Administrative Committee shall be responsible for the investment policy and review of the plans, including but not limited to the evaluation of the plan's investment policy, statements, assets, allocations, investment managers' performance, investment funds performance, and investment consultants' performance, and selection of investment alternatives. Whereas the Administrative Committee shall have full and complete discretionary authority with respect to the responsibilities delegated hereunder, and whereas members of the Administrative Committee shall serve at the pleasure of the Board. Now, therefore, be it resolved that for the purpose of, one, delegating certain rights and responsibilities with respect to the administration, operation, and legal compliance of the plans, and two, delegating certain rights and responsibilities with respect to the investment of assets under the plan, the Administrative Committee shall be comprised of certain individuals who are either Pacifica National Board members, II, employees of Pacifica, or III, other individuals who are serving as trustee of either of the plans. One, Tom Livingston. Two, Grace Aaron. Three, Carol Travis. Resolved further that any member of the Administrative Committee is authorized to prepare, deliver, execute, and file on behalf of Pacifica and the Administrative Committee all documents, letters, certificates, agreements, and reports, and to incur all expenses and take all further actions as may be necessary, desirable, or convenient to carry out the decisions of the Administrative Committee and or the directions of the Board. Further, resolved further that any member of the Administrative Committee may be removed at any time for any reason with or without cause by resolution of the Board, and purpose C, indemnification of individuals serving as planned fiduciaries. Whereas Pacifica wishes to indemnify the individuals to whom any fiduciary responsibility with respect to the plans is delegated. Now, therefore, be it resolved, notwithstanding any provisions of the plans to the contrary or otherwise, Pacifica shall hereby indemnify and hold harmless any individual to whom any fiduciary responsibility with respect to the plans is delegated, from and against any and all liabilities, costs, expenses, including attorney's fees, incurred by such persons as a result of any act or omission to act in connection with the performance of their duties, responsibilities, and obligations under the plans and under ERISA, other than such liabilities, costs, and expenses as may result from bad faith, criminal acts, gross negligence, or willful misconduct of such persons, or to the extent such indemnification is prohibited by ERISA or other applicable laws. Pacifica shall have the obligation to conduct the defense of such persons in any proceedings to which this indemnification applies. If any plan fiduciary covered by this indemnification provision determines that the defense of Pacifica is inadequate, such fiduciary shall be entitled to retain separate legal counsel for his or her defense, and Pacifica shall be obligated to pay all reasonable legal fees and other court costs incurred in the course of such defense unless a court of competent jurisdiction finds such fiduciary acted in bad faith, gross negligence, or engaged in criminal acts or willful misconduct. D. Appointment of trustees. Whereas the board wishes to appoint trustees for the plans, now therefore be it resolved with the board hereby appoints Alex Randall, affiliate PNB director, and Eileen Rosen, WPFW local station board member and current chair of the National Audit Committee, as trustees of the plan. Both trustees are entitled to and will be provided with contact information for representatives of the plan's auditor, the plan's administrator, Pacifica's ERISA attorneys, the plans themselves, and any other interested party or firm involved with the plan's affairs.